My name is Alfredo Colon. This is a song I wrote for my mom.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for coming here. I've never done anything at a space like this, and it's so beautiful, and it's so nice to be filled with a room of people who are familiar and unfamiliar, and I see a lot of faces that I love very, very dearly. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming out. It means the world to me. And speaking of things that mean the world to me, this amazing band over here, I love all of these guys individually, and I love them collectively. So please, please, please put your hands together for Mr. Jacob Sachs on the piano. Jacob was is my former teacher and a forever source of inspiration. He tells the best stories. He writes the best tunes. Please, please, please do yourself a favor and check him out. On the bass, we have Miss Hannah Marks. Hannah has one of the most beautiful sounds I've ever heard on the instrument, and it packs a punch. I think the first time I ever heard her, I jumped at the first note, and she's constantly surprising me in the best possible ways every time we play. So really, really appreciate our musical friendship. And then we got this guy over here, the big man on the drums. We got Mr. Connor Parks, my right-hand man. Everything Connor does is as perfectly timed as I could ever ask for it, and I always feel like he's right there with me, no matter what, and it's always a pleasure. And then to my left, sharing the front line, is my favorite trombone player ever. One of my favorite horn players to play with, Miss Kalia Vandiver on the trombone. The song we just played is the titular track of this concert. It's called Echando los Santos, which means casting the saints. And every time my mom says goodbye to me, whenever I leave the house, she says, Te estoy echando los santos, which means she's sending them my way to protect me. So this is kind of like passing that feeling forward to all of you. So I love you guys. We're gonna have some fun. All right, this next one is called Tulpa. Hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Tulpa, and then we went into a song by my favorite singer, the great Teodoro Reyes. That was a song called Los Pobres También Aman, which means the poor also love. He was my aunt's favorite singer, so I heard him a lot growing up. He's one of them, beautiful. Please check him out. This next song is a song I wrote a few years back for the Jazz Coalition. It fit in the theme of the music, so I just put it in the set. This one is entitled A Witch Gets Married. In the Dominican Republic, we always say that when it's raining and the sun's still out, a witch is getting married. So that was kind of the visual that I had in mind for this one.
Thank you.
Kalia Vandiver on the trombone, everybody. Jacob Sachs on the piano. Hannah Marks on the bass. Connor Parks driving the bus, driving the car. The next one is a tune I wrote for my brother. Growing up, he would take me to the museum a lot. It was usually when he had homework. He went to art school, he went to LaGuardia, so a lot of the times I'd go with him to the Met or the MoMA, and he'd point out, like, oh, that's Magritte, that's Picasso, that's, you know, so I feel like aesthetically he rounded out like kind of what I am aesthetically from an early age. So this is kind of like inspired by those trips to the museums and getting bubble tea and all that stuff. So I love you, Vlad.
I'm
We've got one more song for you guys. Thank you guys for sticking with us throughout this whole thing. Once again, Kalia Vandiver on the trombone, everybody. Jacob Sachs on the piano. Hannah Marks on the bass. Connor Parks on the drums. All of these people on the stage have music that you can check out. Please, please, please take a moment and look them up. They've all got records out. Kalia just put one out very recently, and I've listened to it more times than I can count. It's one of my favorites in my rotation right now. Please, please, please check it out. It's amazing. This last one, it's probably the oldest song in this book. It's a song I wrote for my dad, and it started with a story that he told me, and it was about his dad. So he grew up on a farm in Salcedo in the Dominican Republic, and part of farm life is if you want to eat meat, sometimes you got to kill the animal. And when faced with that reality, he came to a certain age where he was expected to take on that responsibility. And he told me about the time that his dad asked him to do that, and he didn't want to. He didn't want to take this animal's life. And he asked his dad, and his dad said, "You don't have to kill the chicken." And he said that that was one of the nicest things his dad ever did for him. And it just made me it made me think of all the times my dad has metaphorically let me not kill the chicken. So, and if I ever have kids, I'm going to make sure if they ever have a chicken in their life, they don't have to kill it either. So this is Doom Doctor. Hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys.